We're on Positivus Pop-Up Radio, Sve Hein, with me, Paul, from Maxino Park. Hi.
Hi.
So it's your first time in Latvia. I know that every time you go to a country for the first time, probably you always hear this question. But did you know anything about Latvia before?
A little bit. Funnily enough, I'm a big soccer fan. And so I know Marijan Pahars. Because when he first started playing in England, I was just a young boy and obsessed with football. And everybody was saying he was the Latvian Michael Owen. And Michael Owen being a famous footballer at the time in England.
I got to ask you, though, you've told a lot of stories, you've made a lot of songs. Where do you still get the inspiration? What keeps you going?
There's inspiration everywhere. I mean, for us, our songs are a celebration of everyday life. So for me, you know, there's always something else to write about. Something else happens, something else that seems quite small at the time, but then become, you know, when you reflect on it, it feels important in some way. So, you know, some of our songs, like The Undercurrents, for example, is a song just about having a walk across the big town moor in Newcastle and just clearing your head and talking about forgiveness to someone that you love. So it comes out of a conversation and a walk, which, you know, is maybe, you know, you might have hundreds of those kind of walks, and then one sticks out and that's the one you write a song about. So, you know, you're always thinking what can my experiences bring to me. And also you can kind of imagine things. On the last record that we did, Too Much Information, I tried to write a bit more in a kind of story way. You know, there's a song that we'll play later on called Leave This Island, and it was inspired by a novel that I'd read by a guy called Alan Warner. And then on our new record, it's I guess inspired by the political situation in our country and further afield. So there's always something that you want to write about.
Would you like to play a game?
All right then.
On my way here, I wrote 64 questions. So you just got to call a number, and I'm going to ask you a question. But those questions are pretty personal.
Oh, God.
To let us know you a bit more. But if you don't want to answer them, just say next one.
Or all something. Right, all right.
All right.
So give me a number from 1 to 64.
24.
Any meaning for this number?
There's a Neil Young song that goes 24 and there's so much more. I think it's Heart of Gold by Neil Young. There you go.
It's very connected with the question. Do you think that love can last forever?
Of course, yeah. I think you've got to believe that as well. That's the funny thing. Sometimes you believe that it's going to last forever, and it doesn't. But if it's true love, it lasts somewhere else. It may not be, you know, you may not be with that person, but it's somewhere existing in the back of your mind, or, you know, if you believe in the soul and that kind of thing, it's somewhere within. So, and you know, I have hopes that my own life will have these lifelong loves, and I think sometimes you've got to work at love, and some people don't work at it and they lose their love. So yeah, love is a very complicated thing, but in some shape or form it can live on beyond our death as well.
Pauls no Maksimo Park atzīst, ka pirms atbraucis uz Latviju bija jau dzirdējis par Latviju un zināju šo un to un izcēla kādu faktu par futbolu, jo kad Marijans Pahars spēlēja Anglijā, tad viņu mēdz devēt par Latvijas Michael Owen. Līdz ar to viņš jau bija dzirdējis par Latviju un atzina, ka ir priecīgs šeit būt. Iesākumā jautāja, kur Pauls smeļas iedvesmu dziesmām, un viņš atzīst, ka patiesībā jau idejas ir viss apkārt. Reizēm tā ir kāda pastaiga, reizēm vienkārši godīga saruna ar draugiem. Un varbūt simtiem pastaiga, bet viena noteikti izcelsies un pēkšņi skat, tev ir dziesma rokā. Tāpat arī, protams, iedvesmu var smelties no grāmatām un no situācijas pasaulē, šobrīd politiskās, taču ar to gan jābūt uzmanīgam. Tā atzīst pats Pauls. Uzreiz metamies arī spēlē un es lūdzu nosaukt Paulu vienu skaitli no 1 līdz 64, lai izvēlētos jautājumu. Viņa jautājums, cik partneris viņam ir bijušas dzīvē, un viņš atzīst, ka to ir ļoti, ļoti grūti pateikt, bet tāpat arī viņš norāda uz to, ka paši mēs varam izdarīt secinājumus un par to arī aizrunājamies nedaudz. Mūsdienās mēs bieži vien neuzdodam jautājumu, bet izdaram paši kaut kāds pieņēmums. Un viņš to dara visu laiku, viņš raksta dziesmas, līdz ar to tas ir ļoti svarīgi. Izdarīt pieņēmumus šad un tad. Nākamais jautājums, vai viņš tic tam, ka mīlestība var būt mūžīga, un viņš atzīst, ka, protams, tik vienkārši pašiem tam ir jānotic. Stāsti ir dažādi, tāpat arī mīlestība var būt dažāda un bieži vien, pat ja tu neesi fiziski kopā ar šo cilvēku, tu jūti un tu mīli. Pauls atzīst, ka viņš ir romantiķis, optimists, reizē arī pesimists, taču viņš tic, ka mīlestība mūs visus izglābs.